Before we come back to your calls on that, I just want to cross over to Washington, D.C. to talk to LBC 97.3's U.S. correspondent Simon Marks after the news that Christopher Tappan has been jailed for 33 months for alleged arms dealing. Simon, long time no speak.
Absolutely, Ian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Now, tell us a bit more about this sentence. It's 33 months. Has that got to be served in a US prison, or will Mr. Tappan be sent back to Britain to serve it?
It is highly likely that he's going to be returned to Britain. The judge in El Paso, Texas, passing sentence today, and all this happened very quickly after Christopher Tappan reversed his not guilty plea and admitted that he had tried to sell specialist batteries to Iran. The judge is recommending that he should be allowed to serve most of his sentence in Britain. Ultimately, that's up to the United States Prison Service and the State Department to make the final decision and arrangements. So on March the 8th, he is required to report to a prison in Pennsylvania to begin serving his sentence. Now, I suspect it's likely that he won't stay there very long before being put on a plane, returned to the UK, and then he will serve the rest of his sentence in a British jail. But they do have the diplomatic niceties to resolve now that the guilty plea has been entered and the bargain with prosecutors struck.
Now, the sentence is 33 months. If that had been passed through a British court, he'd probably be eligible for parole after maybe 15 months. Does that work in this, or will he actually have to serve all 33 months?
Well, I think he'll have to... It's a good question. I think he'll have to serve as much time as he would have had to serve in the United States prison system. And you do not have to serve the full 33 months, provided you behave yourself and don't break any prison rules. So I suspect he can expect to be released prior to the completion of that 33-month sentence. All of that will be guided by agreements that exist between the US and UK governments on the transfer of prisoners from one country to another. He certainly, however, is going to be serving substantially less prison time than he would have been serving if he had gone on to trial, maintaining his not guilty plea, and been convicted at trial. Then the judge could have imposed a maximum 35-year sentence.
Now, his wife has commented this evening on the case. I mean, she suffers from a chronic illness, Churg-Strauss syndrome. She was unable to attend the court. But she said, "Now I can begin to see light at the end of this long, dark tunnel, but remain frustrated that Chris's extradition was granted in the first place. Being returned to a US prison will be a dreadful thing for him. He's learning to live with the regrets. It's a chastening experience after a 45-year unblemished business career." Has this case made headlines in the States at all?
It's made small headlines in the States. It's certainly made headlines down in Texas, where the court case has been heard.